Among the 80 or so Massachusetts delegates sitting with Ron Kaufman in front of the podium tonight will be Rachel Kemp. She's perhaps the most unique, as she's African American and from an urban Democratic stronghold, Dorchester. How is it that you find yourself being an inner city Republican?
How do I find myself being one? It made sense. My mother was a Republican. We didn't necessarily talk about politics, but I come from a long line of entrepreneurs, and that sense of independence just played into my politics so well that it only made sense for me to register as one.
You know, you live in a part of Massachusetts that's probably going to go pretty heavily for Barack Obama. What are those folks not getting?
Well, there are a growing number of people in the what I refer to as the urban core who are beginning to hear the real story of Republicans, not the sound bites that make Republicans sound like very angry individuals, but the fact that they truly care about this nation, that there are core values that they look to, strong families, strong jobs, and those are the things that individuals in the core urban areas are starting to listen to.
How do you see Mitt Romney improving the economic lot of the inner city?
Well, there's a very, very simple equation, I believe, that they've been looking at, where they look at the population, because that's your main piece of infrastructure, and they'll say, well, what are the skills that these people have right now so that we can put them to work right now? And you're actually able to identify what that skill base is and match it to industries. So they're probably going to strengthen economic policy not only across the nation, but even on the state level, and saying, well, you're geared for this industry. Here are the people. Let's get the businesses going.
There's a perception out there among some, or maybe many, that Mitt Romney as president will certainly help the wealthy, but may not help the middle class or may not help low-income people who live in the inner city as much as the wealthy may benefit. You don't believe that to be true?
No, I don't. I believe that what has happened is that, you know, the Democratic campaign has done a very good job of espousing that position. The Romney campaign has yet to really address what they're going to do in terms of the specifics. But when you think in terms of who starts businesses, who are going to be the employees, once businesses are started, once the tax environment is stabilized and becomes clearer, and they start to talk about tax credits and all these other things down the road, then company owners will start to hire again. And that's what needs to happen.
So then you would urge the campaign to address those so that it can take advantage of the opportunity to attract votes in the inner city that it might not get if it doesn't address those issues.
I would, because just like anywhere else across this great nation, people are concerned with jobs. They want to know, if I don't have a job today, will I have a job if you're elected? That's how they're going to vote.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate your time.
My pleasure.
Rachel Kemp, Republican delegate from Dorchester. Stay with WBUR this week for complete convention coverage and visit our website for photos the WBUR team is snapping here and for other convention stories found only there. It's all at WBUR.org. From the Republican National Convention in Tampa, I'm Bob Oakes.